Integrating skills. Reading. How we learn. Students in your class are different from one another in many ways. You all have different personalities, abilities, and physical appearance. In other aspects, you have a lot in common. Certainly, you are the same age and same nationality, and you probably have some similar hobbies and interests. You are also all at school and attend the same classes. But do you know that although you are studying the same subjects, you might be learning them in different ways? Learning style theory suggests that different people have different ways of obtaining information and use various methods to demonstrate their intelligence and ability. Although experts have many ideas and categories of learning, it is evident that people learn in three basic styles: learning through seeing, learning through listening, and learning through doing. When learning something new, if you prefer to read the information, you are probably a student who learns through seeing. These learners like to see the teacher's facial expressions and body language clearly and tend to sit at the front of the classroom. They take detailed notes, think in pictures, and can most easily absorb information from textbooks with diagrams, graphs, photographs, and drawings. Students who find it easiest to learn a new concept by hearing a teacher explain it are learning through listening, reading aloud, using a tape recorder, hearing anecdotes, and talking things through are the best methods for these learners to acquire new information. They give close attention to both the content of the discussion and the way that things are said, such as how the sound of the voice and speed of speech show the mood of the speaker. Learning through doing means being active in exploring the environment and finding out about things by moving and touching. Students who have this learning style take a hands-on approach to education and enjoy doing experiments or surveys. They do not like to sit still for long periods of time and sometimes find it hard to concentrate when reading or listening. Teachers study people's various ways of learning as part of their training. They select a variety of activities to suit their students' different learning styles. However, restrictions of time, space, and resources often make it impossible for teachers to provide the best exercises for all learners. If you are aware of your own learning style, there is a lot you can do personally to improve your study skills and find the most appropriate ways to approach your study tasks. As a result, you will be able to manage your own learning and study more effectively.